This is Pure Dracula from Macru, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour of Italian music.
Whoa!
That's Filippo Gambetta from his album Pria Goea. The first track that I played there is La Luma Che Equilibrista, my theme song for many years now. Crazy to think that this show has been going on for so long. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the dial, also www.citr.ca. And don't forget, you can always check out the podcast the day after the show, more or less. And I have podcasts going back 5 years or so if you want to check them out. Today I have some new music. Just spent the weekend at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, where CITR had a wonderful booth, and myself and Steve Edge from the Saturday Edge show did a four-hour broadcast on Saturday morning from 8 to noon. We got to interview a bunch of very interesting folks, got to see lots of good music over the weekend, one of whom was an Italian-Canadian musician by the name of Michael Occhipinti. And he had a project called the Sicilian Jazz Project a couple of years ago, which was nominated for a Juno here in Canada. Unfortunately, didn't win, but I think totally deserved to. He is a many-time Juno Award winner and nominee, and he has an album out brand new called Michael Occhipinti and Shine On, The Universe of John Lennon. And it actually features some of the musicians from that Sicilian Jazz Project, including the wonderful singer Dominique Mancuso, a great artist in his own right. It also features Michael Occhipinti's brother Roberto on bass, and many other wonderful musicians featured on various tracks, including Elizabeth Shepherd, Denzel Sinclair, Lila Bialy, and many other musicians. So I'm going to play a few tracks from that album today, starting off with a really classic John Lennon song, Don't Let Me Down. This one's featuring Dominique Mancuso on vocals.
Don't let me down. Somebody loved me like she do me. Ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. She done me good. guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Was Michael Occhipinti. Era Michael Occhipinti and Shine On dal suo ultimo disco The Universe of John Lennon, un disco di musica di John Lennon fatto da un jazzista italo-canadese molto interessante, con la voce di Dominic Mancuso, che è un grandissimo talento, anche lui italo-canadese. Tutti e due sono siciliani. Michael Occhipinti e i suoi fratelli sono nati, credo tutti, a Toronto, però lui sicuramente, ma la famiglia viene da Modica in Sicilia. L'ho visto questo fine settimana al Vancouver Folk Music Festival, è stato bellissimo poterlo incontrare e spero che lui era lì non con questo gruppo stranamente, ma con un altro progetto molto interessante, Minor Empire, che farò sentire anche loro oggi. Loro sono un gruppo di musicisti dalla Turchia, insieme ad altri musicisti canadesi hanno fatto insieme un progetto molto particolare con dei suoni elettronici, con degli strumenti turchi tradizionali, con una cantante turca che è favolosa, Osman, che ho intervistato anche sabato. Quindi se vi interessa potete andare a sentire l'intervista sul podcast di Steve Edge, The Saturday Edge, di questo sabato scorso. Insomma, Don't Let Me Down il nome di quel brano lì, e voglio farvi sentire un altro prima di andare avanti, perché veramente vale la pena, un altro fantastico brano di John Lennon, Beautiful Boy, questa volta con la voce di Laila Biali. Questo è Michael Occhipinti and Shine On, The Universe of John Lennon.
no fear. The monster's gone, he's on the run, and your mommy's here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day, in every way, it's getting better and better. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Be patient, 'cause it's a long way to go, hard road to hoe. Yeah, it's a long way to go, but in the
pantai. E odio da inglese non li creio. jamais. Découvre la vie d'où il s'est luna, ma gare qu'au knez de trop. Robert est le premier caval, et mi fagherione, cambieri l'ognuno, en cua de lupe. Cambieri l'ognuno, bon, un caval mio. E aussi o di un perditore, non li crei jamais. Niente della lunga stella cuada. Aven trovate un pai gran, clavelate sulla glei, clavelate mai furchetta che ne serve in tavola. Era brutte poi tu de sangue di crema, e o si udì un boros non li crei già mai. Vive sai de se vecian in un'impesta di fulasse. Venire in proprio un barotto, un capello in castafus, e una noce de gala, un massacampo in chute. Tu eri un smoking e raubato in giai, e audio della scala non li crei già mai. Per principia la cassa ho bisogno. Nel pagare un esame, l'abbia d'opissi, mi spiegherò un meccanismo in poeta andalus. Per la cassa ho bisogno di che un numero esclavo. Vieni in giro e fingirò a non li creire già mai. Eri già vie cura proce di Roma, a little bigger horn. Per le curte generale mi parli all'università, dai fraire tutti blu che su stera la destra. Ma non più per andare che non era venuto in pace. E in Dio vai che le schine non li crei già mai. E a ora che hai cremate vinte fio sulle liece de sposa, che hai descargate la mia rabbia di un teatro de posa, che hai imparate de pescare nelle bombe manche, ma ne sculpite in lacrima sull'arche de Trajan, un cuore bei recavi dintre la mia storia. Ma picchi un cinque a tasta che non hai più di memoria. And in Dio, and in Dio, and in Dio, and in Dio, cavo faisa, non li creire già mai.
That was just the incredible sound of Riccardo Tesi, one of my all-time favorite musicians, fantastic accordion player, melodeon player, a type of button accordion. He, together with Patrick Vaillant from France, a very famous and wonderful musician who is an incredible mandolinist but also a great singer, and that track is called Cœur de l'Op. In dialect, Patrick Vaillant. I'm not exactly sure where he's from. I have a feeling he's French, but comes from a minority-speaking area. That's actually a version of Coda di Lupo. It's a song by Fabrizio De André. And I believe that Patrick Vaillant is from the Occitanian area of France, and he's singing in dialect there. It's a very cool version. It's from an album called Canti Randaggi, and it is a very interesting and curious album of songs by Fabrizio De André that are played by famous folk artists but sung in their own dialect or language. In one case, it's Alan Taylor singing in English. And most of them are pretty cool versions of musically, but also just the language is great. There's one in Sardinian by Elena Ledda. There's some in Piemontese by La Chapa Russa, Calabrian by Reiniglio, in Emiliano, Romagnolo by Bevano Est. Lots of great stuff. So there is a blog called Italian Folk Music Blogspot that I recommend that you go and check out, because you can see links there to a whole bunch of CDs that you may not ever come across otherwise, because a lot of these things are not available in Canada, and they're not really readily available anywhere. It's 2:30, my goodness, already. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is Italian folk music, generally speaking, although we just started off with some jazz by an Italian-Canadian artist by the name of Michael Occhipinti and his group, a project called Shine On, The Universe of John Lennon. And I also have lots of other great music, including I have a new album that was given to me by a friend. She's an Italian-Canadian too. Daniela Nardi is her name. She's a jazz singer, and she has put together this album of songs of Paolo Conte, who was one of my favorite singer-songwriters. And it's a bit of a tribute of hers to the wonderful Italian composer and performer, who she explores his songs in a little bit more of a sparse, jazzy way. His style, I mean, is quite jazzy and cabaret, and if you know any of his songs, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'll play a couple of tracks, or at least one from this. It's called Espresso Manifesto, the songs of Paolo Conte, and I'll actually just read a little bit from the liner notes, which are quite fun. She talks about the album. She says, Espresso, the ultimate symbol of all things Italian. Dark, rich, earthy, complex yet effortless. Elegant yet primal. Hot. When made in the right way, the only way, it is like nothing you have ever known. This is Italy to me. If one person embodies all these elements, it's Paolo Conte. His music, his lyrics, the experience, as Italian as espresso. This is my manifesto, my Espresso Manifesto, to create works that proudly display the wonders of those earthy, complex, elegant, primal people, my people, the Italian people. Daniela Nardi. And she actually recorded this album in Italy with her partner, Ron Davis. There are many great Italian musicians on the album, and including a bit of artistic direction by Rita Marco Tulli, wonderful jazz pianist. So I thought I might play a track, one of my favorite Paolo Conte songs, Azzurro. It's the last track on the album, actually. Features Daniela Nardi on voice, Ron Davis on piano and organ, and a whole host of other Italians there. Check it out. It's on Minerva Road Entertainment, just released this year. DanielaNardi.com. Espresso Manifesto. And this is Azzurro by Paolo Conte.
Cerco l'estate tutto l'anno e all'improvviso eccolo qua. Lei è partita per le spiagge e io sono solo qua su in città. Sento fischiare sopra i tetti un aeroplano che se ne va. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno, vengo da te. Ma il treno dei desideri nei miei pensieri l'incontrario va. Sembra quando ero all'oratorio con tanto sole tanti anni fa, quelle domeniche da solo in un cortile a passeggiare. Ora mi annoio più di allora, neanche un prete per chiacchierare. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno, vengo da te. Ma il treno dei desideri nei miei pensieri l'incontrario va. Cerco un po' d'Africa in giardino tra l'oreandro e il baobab, come facevo da bambino, ma qui c'è gente, non si può più. Stanno nefiando le tue rose, non c'è il leone, chissà dov'è. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Ma il treno dei desideri nei miei pensieri all'incontrario va.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Vestite con l'aria del cielo, mulsi come l'acqua, leser come in velo, de seda e bombas mondo fête de pommes, les fa de mostas. Es fris de maula, el fa de bouquine. La sera le chara camina, camina. Che d'indula la barca che nina, la barca che fula, la notte tutta in trena, le come una cuna, endo passa do stelle e tre gose di luna. La fabbrica i fiori, la Sara le porte, la Mpisa e l'usur, la fana soffiata e il monte le tutte pie, de popi che ciuccia, de popi de be, de bei cagnassi, de pere cavrine, de scuffie de sfranze, musine musine. Quando trema la cuna, quando passa due stelle e tre gose del luna.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Welcome back to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And you're just listening there to an absolutely gorgeous track from an album called Tre Gose de Luna. It's Three Slices of the Moon. It's in dialect. It's from the jazz pianist and arranger, composer, Oscar Del Barba, who was a wonderful musician, great arranger in the jazz field, also a very talented pianist and accordion player. He's played with a number of different musicians as an accompanist and also arranged music for them. He's most notably known for working with Frank Amazo, with Simone Guiducci. In fact, Simone Guiducci is found on this album. It's this wonderful quintet. It's Oscar Del Barba, on piano, and it has Simona Guiducci on guitar, Aya Shimura, a wonderful Japanese cellist who lives in Italy, and Achille Succi on all sorts of wind instruments, mostly clarinet, bass clarinet, but also saxophone. It's a quartet, sorry, and there is actually Carlo Cantini featured on violin on the album, and then that track actually features the voice of Giuseppina Torra, and it's the last track on the album called Variazione 5, variation number 5. And all of this album actually is based on Brescian folk tunes. And Oscar is from the region in northern Italy, around near the town of Brescia. And so he did a lot of research into the folk music and song tradition of that area, and actually found this book of popular songs and did some arrangements based on those, but very very much his own style and his own interpretation. That was just an absolutely gorgeous track. You want to check out more of Oscar Del Barba, he has lots of albums, both as band leader, arranger, and performer. So you can check out his website, oscardelbarba.com, or .it, actually. Don't forget that if you're ever interested in knowing more about what I play on the show, you can go to my Facebook page, Give 'Em the Boot. It's a group that you can join, in fact. And then I post all of these things in... on the Facebook page there, so that you've got links, you can go and check out what's going on, and maybe go and buy a CD from one of these artists. That would be a wonderful thing for them, for sure. And I'm doing my little part here in promoting Italian music in Canada and all over the world, because of course CITR is worldwide on the web at www.citr.ca. You can listen in right now, or you can go to the podcast at any time afterwards and catch that. Before, we heard another jazz musician, Daniela Nardi. She is actually from Toronto. Her album Espresso Manifesto, The Songs of Paolo Conte. We heard Azzurro, and a little bit of info about her. She actually, she's quite an accomplished musician. She went to, she's the Toronto-born daughter of Italian immigrants, and really this album is her first attempt at an Italian album. She and her husband, who's a very well-known jazz pianist and composer, Ron Davis, went to Italy to record the album with a studio band comprised of some of the best and most respected jazz musicians in Italy, including many people who have worked with Paolo Conte and with other great musicians, people like Avion Travol, Gian Maria Testa, Enrico Rava, Ivano Fossati. The album features Pasquale Minieri as the producer and engineer, and bass is Dario Rosciglione, Fausto Messolella on guitars, Michele Rabbia percussion, Luciano Biondini accordion, Fabrizio Bosso on trumpet, Gabriele Mirabassi, one of my favorite clarinet players ever, and Marcello Di Leonardo on drums. So do check her out, Daniela Nardi. EspressoManifesto.com is actually the website for that very album, and you can buy it in Canada. It's on Minerva Road Entertainment is the label, and you can check out Daniela Nardi at her website too. I'm going to play another track from that, because I'm a big fan of Paolo Conte, and this is one of my favorite songs, Gelato al Limone. I wouldn't mind having a gelato al limone right now.
Gelato al limone, gelato al limone, gelato al limone. Sprofondati in fondo a una città. Un gelato al limone, vero limone, ti piace? Mentre un'altra estate passerà. Libertà e perline colorate, ecco quello che io ti darò. E la sensualità delle vite disperate, ecco il dono che io ti farò. Donna che
che stai entrando nella mia vita con una valigia di perplessità. A non aver paura che sia già finita. Ancora tante cose questo uomo ti darà. È un gelato al limone, un gelato al limone, gelato al limone, sprofondati in fondo a una città. Un gelato al limone, un gelato al limone, gelato al limone, mentre un'altra estate se ne va. Ti offro una doccia ai bagni diurni che son degli abissi di tiepidità, dove come oceani notturni rimbombano le voci della tua città. E ti offro la luna del pomeriggio per il sogno arabo che ami tu. È una strada forte della mia mano per te, donna, che non mi scappi più. È un gelato al limone, gelato al limone, gelato al limone. Ti offro l'intelligenza degli elettricisti, così almeno un po' di luce avrà. La nostra stanza negli alberghi tristi, dove la notte calda ci scioglierà. Come un gelato al limone, un gelato al limone, gelato limone, un gelato limone, gelato limone, gelato limone, come un gelato limone, gelato limone, gelato
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Ecco, un'altra canzone dal disco Espresso Manifesto di Daniela Nardi, è una cantante jazz di Toronto, di origine italiana, e lei ha deciso di dedicare un intero disco di canzoni al grande compositore, arrangiatore, pianista, cantante Paolo Conte. È un bellissimo disco, devo dire. In quello era Gelato al limone, abbiamo prima sentito anche Azzurro. Daniela Nardi, .com, se avete bisogno di andare a cercare altre cose, ovviamente potete comprare il suo disco anche online, quindi vi consiglio di farlo. E, in mezzo a Daniela Nardi invece Oscar Del Barba col suo Tre Ghoste di Luna, un bellissimo disco con altri musicisti jazzisti italiani molto noti. Oggi cioè abbiamo quasi finito, purtroppo mancano meno di 10 minuti, non so dove vola il tempo, dove va. Però abbiamo sentito un po' di jazz oggi, iniziando con Michael Occhipinti, il italo-canadese jazzista, chitarrista, che ho visto questo fine settimana al Vancouver Folk Music Festival, che poi sarà col suo gruppo di musica fusion, anche con musicisti dalla Turchia, Minor Empire, e loro suoneranno al Mission Folk Music Festival questo fine settimana. Se vi interessa, se potete venire, sarà un bellissimo festival, un poco più di un'ora da Vancouver, Mission BC. Ora un pezzettino da due musicisti fratelli, musicisti proprio fratelli, che sono sardi, e loro, anche loro sono nell'ambito del mondo jazz, Bebo e Massimo Ferra, e questo è Valzer numero 5 dal loro primo disco insieme, Ferra vs Ferra. Sentiamolo. Thank you. That's all I have for you today here on Give 'Em the Boot. Thanks so much for listening in. I'm going to leave you with a track from Minor Empire. That's Michael Occhipinti's other project. He, of course, is the guitarist, playing electric guitar in that formation. And he'll be at the Mission Folk Music Festival this weekend with this wonderful Turkish fusion group. Özgür Osman is the wonderful female vocalist in this group and singing in Turkish. I'm going to play a track from their album. And that was just Bebo Massimo Ferra from their album Ferra versus Ferra, Ferra versus Ferra. Waltz number 5, wonderful Sardinian guitarist brothers. Bebo, of course, plays with Paolo Fresu, the trumpet player from Sardinia. Okay, I'm leaving you now with Minor Empire. Bulbulum Altin Cafeste is the name of the track. This is Minor Empire. They are a Canadian Turkish group. They'll be at Mission Folk Music Festival this weekend, as will I. Steve Edge and I from CITR will be emceeing on the main stage all weekend. So we hope to see you out there Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. So that's goodbye from me. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Hope you all have a great afternoon and I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Ciao a tutti.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You are listening to Prof Talk on UBC CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.